Bonjour, ma famille. Comment vous allez? Hopefully, you guys had an awesome week this last week. Hopefully, I can also send these recordings because this is getting pretty annoying. I'm like just making a million of these things and none of them are working. But it's okay. Hopefully, today I can get that fixed, figured out. So, let's see. So, I totally forgot to say this, but last week on Sunday, when we were, like, walking back to the apartment, so there was, like, this broken street lamp, and, like, all the cords were just kind of, like, up, but, like, since it was dark out, like, we didn't see it, my comp stepped on the freaking live wires, and, like, all these sparks were flying everywhere. It didn't even shock him or me. Like, it was crazy. So, yeah, the Lord's on our side, man. So that was pretty nuts. But let's see, so Monday... Monday morning, we went to Grand Bassam and played soccer as his own, so that was pretty fun. Got to see Elder Anderson, who's, like, one of, like, the new missionaries, so that was pretty cool. And then after that, we went to the zone leader's apartment, ate some food, and then came back to the apartment and, cleaned and stuff. And then I, like, tried to send the pictures and stuff, but... it's not working. It's like super frustrating, but that's okay. I'll get it fixed, hopefully today. But it's like crazy that prom was like just barely, like, what the heck? Like, time is just flying, man. So that was super crazy. And like time's starting to speed up for you guys, so that's good too. But yeah, sounds like you guys are just living up life. So that's awesome. After that, we went back to our apartment and bought some achicha for dinner. That was pretty good. And then we just chilled. And then Avec Yao, who's like the, like, basically like the bishop over, like, he like works in the offices. He's like the one in charge of like all of the apartments and stuff. He came to our apartment and like brought us some water and stuff and looked at all the problems in our apartment. So hopefully he's going to fix it, but we'll see. And then Tuesday we had a district meeting in the morning, so that was pretty great. Me and Elder Kabambi had to teach, and then after the district meeting, me and my comp just ate some aloco, which is like cut-up fried plantain with some sauce and eggs, so it was super good. And after that we went and taught Sir Martin and Sir Raymond for some hours, so that was kind of annoying. But it's because, like, they just like to talk a lot, and so I don't know if we're ever going to go back to them, just because, like, they're not progressing, really. Like, they just kind of take up all out of our time. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with them, and then we went and taught Family Brew for a bit, just kind of preparing them for their wedding and baptism this week, which is super awesome. I'm so excited for that. And then we went... to try and, like, send photos, and, like, I, like, get my, but, like, the pictures, like, the place that we went to, because it was where our, mission, like, we went to, like, some place to, it was, like, our mission, our ward mission leader, like, he works at, like, some cyber cafe, so we went there to, like, try to see if I could send my pictures, but the internet was terrible, and then the internet crashed, so it didn't work, but that's okay. So that was Tuesday, and then Wednesday, we woke up with no power, so that was a bummer. And then, after that, it was my day to, like, cook and, like, lead the morning prayer and stuff, and so I just, like, went and woke everyone up, and we didn't have power. It was nuts. But then, like, all day Wednesday, we just spent, like, doing Ova Bay, like, trying to find people to baptize for April and stuff, and, like, start teaching for April, because, like, the month's basically down for March. And so we found a few pretty good people, which I think will progress, so that'll be good. And then I got pretty sunburned. I got pretty sunburned this last week, so I was pretty crappy, but, like, it wasn't that bad. And then also when we were walking back to our apartment, some like drunk guy like came up to us and was like freaking out about the gospel. He's crazy. We were like trying to get away from him, and he was just like, he just kept going and going. He was crazy, man. Oh, drunk people, they're crazy. And then Thursday, it was pretty chill. We got up and I got ready and stuff, and then went to the sector, and then we had a rendezvous with Sir Ruth and Audrey, but they like they weren't there, so we just went. They are like new people that we found like from Ovid Bay, and they weren't there, so we just went and did some more Ovid Bay to try to find other people, and then we found some lady that like works near them, and then after that we went and found like this one girl that's been like coming to church every Sunday but just like hasn't been baptized, so we're gonna baptize her probably like this week, this Saturday, because like she's already been like taught and stuff, and like she's been going to like, I don't even know how long she's been going, but like I don't even know why she's not baptized. But yeah, so we should be able to baptize maybe 7 people this Saturday, so that'll be super cool. But yeah, then after that we headed to Benicoso and did some Ovid Bay over there. Let's see. Sorry, I'm just reading my journal. Oh yeah, and then we went and taught like the husband of Sir Victorine, who's like this lady who lives over in Benicoso, but like we haven't seen like her husband forever, like because he's just never home, and so we got to talk to him and stuff. So that was super cool. He said he was gonna come to church on Sunday, but he never did. And then also we got like a call that we had to go back to our apartment at like 5 instead of 6. Because I guess like the election like was going on and stuff, and so typically like when that happens like it gets pretty sketchy, like people just go crazy, so I just like had us go back to our apartments earlier. And then Friday was pretty good. We left the apartment pretty early, so like I didn't really get to eat much. All I ate was like a donut. I just like prayed the Lord would just help me, give me strength, and he did, so that was awesome. And our first rendezvous fell through because they weren't there. And then we went and did some more Ovid Bay. And I did it like with this one dude. And so we got a lesson going. And it was super good. And he was super cool too, because like I felt like I needed to like just go and talk to him. And then like I just talked to him. And like so then we got like a lesson. So we start teaching him. But it was a crazy lesson. So we start teaching him. And then all of a sudden this pastor comes up. And like just starts like feeling like just starts talking to us, and like just totally like made the spirit go away. Like he was just going crazy. This guy was just like freaking out about how God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are all one person. Like he's like trying to use all these scriptures to like back it up, but then like if you actually read the whole chapter, you really realize that like the chapter is actually about how they're separate people. And so that's like, oh my gosh, it was so crazy. So then finally like the guy like was just crazy, and then he was like standing up and like just going crazy, and my cop just told him to sit down, that he didn't have the spirit when he was acting like that. Oh, it was really funny. So then the guy just like sat down, but then he got like super bugged, because we were literally just like everything that he was saying, like we were just backing it up with like other scriptures, how like what he was saying was false. So he just got mad and just like left. Like threw like a temper tantrum. It was the funniest thing. That guy was crazy. But then we gotta like teach like the actual dude that we were teaching for a little bit more, and then after that we went and taught Fred Martin. He's like this guy that we found during Ovid Bay. But we spent like 5 hours teaching the dude. Like the same thing for like 5 hours. Oh my gosh, that was super frustrating. Like we were just there forever. And then after that, we went to the church and had some more aloco, which is like that plantain stuff. And then we had a chicken, then the assistants and the zone leaders, like the assistant and the zone leaders of Dokui came. So like that's like Elder Austin. It's like they came for an Etetrian de Baptême for Odayama and his companion. Because, like, I guess the dude, like, used to be homosexual or something. It's like they just had to have, like, the assistants come and do that. And the Zonleaders were just with them. Because, like, they're all in the same apartment. So then I just got to chill and talk with Elder Austin for a while. So that was super cool. Found out, like, he's going to BYU Idaho. So that's super cool, too. And he has a truck. So, like, we'll just... It'll be awesome. That'll be super fun. But he, like, gave me some great tips on, like, improving, like, French and, like, how to, like, study, like, other stuff and stuff. So that was super good. And then Saturday, we had, like, the baptism for Elder Ayama and his companion. So that was pretty good. And then we went and taught some people over by our ward mission leader's work. And we ended up staying there for, like, 5 hours just, like, teaching. Like these different people, like, so we found like these two new people, Sir Marie Esther and Frere Denny. So we were like we taught like Sir Esther first, and then after that, like, taught Frere Denny. And like I hardly got like to teach really, cause like my comp was just kind of teaching like the whole time, but it was all right. And then we went over and, said hi to, like, a few people that we had appointments with that we'd missed because we were at, like, their house for so long. And then we went and taught Family Brew to, like, just kind of keep preparing them for their marriage and baptism and stuff. And then just went back to our apartment. And so that was Saturday. And then yesterday was pretty great. Just had church and stuff in the morning. And then the bummer, though, was that, like, not a lot of our investigators, like, the people we did Ovid Bay with and, like, had taught. Like, we invited them to church, and they all said they were going to come, but then, like, none of them came, so that was kind of a bummer, but hopefully next week they come. And then after church, we had the two counselors in the bishopric come with us to go visit Family Brew to kind of, like, finalize everything for the wedding and stuff this Thursday, so I'm super stoked for that. And then we went and taught for a Denny, that same dude we taught on Saturday. We were at his house for a little while, and then we came back to our apartment. And, like, on the way back, it started raining a bunch, so that was super cool. And then after that, like, when we were walking back, like, right next to our apartment, like, at the beach, there was, like, this giant concert going on. It was super dope. It was, like, super cool to see, like, a concert. But there was, like, so many people. It was crazy. But, yeah, so then we just, like, went to our apartment. And so that was, like, basically it for yesterday. And then today, let's see. Today, I don't know. This morning, I, like, cleaned the apartment and stuff. And I think we're going to be leaving soon to go and pick up our money from the bank. Because we just barely got some more money. After that, probably go email. Hopefully I can send these recordings, because this is getting pretty annoying. I can't send them. So yeah, I'm praying I can send them. But I love you guys tons. Hopefully you guys had an awesome week this last week, and I can't wait to talk to you guys. Love you guys.